Hey everybody, welcome to Stu's Thoughts Podcast, episode 52, and today I'm going to give you my thoughts about
Manchester United FC. Who puts FC at the end of Manchester United? Nobody does. Why did I just do it? Now I'm going to have to call the episode Manchester United FC. Flip sake. Sake. What?
So, I just want to put it out there straight away. I am not a Manchester United fan. In fact, when it comes to football, I'm quite neutral. Apart from when it comes to Rangers and... I can't say that other word. Rangers and... FC. If you know who I'm talking about, they've got like a green and white shirt. FC. But yeah. I mean, I've got Rangers... like football taps and Northern Ireland football taps, but I'm not a football fan. Like I just don't have the passion for it. Like I'm going to get into it anyways, but I'm going to sympathise with Manchester United football players, Manchester United football fans, and I'm also going to rip yous apart in this episode. So yeah, tune in for a fun episode about
Manchester United FC.
Play the actual intro. So I just want to apologize for the last episode because for some reason, I don't know what happened, but I lost 5 minutes of audio. So if you listen to it and you were like, hang on, I've got a voice for that now. If you were listening to my last episode and then it's like all of a sudden the sound went and you were like,
what happened to my phone? Is there something wrong with my phone? And then, you know.
And then you were like looking at it. At your phone and realizing there's actually nothing wrong with it, that Stewie
lost 5 minutes of audio and he doesn't know why.
So basically what happened was I was doing the podcast and then I thought to myself, you need to go to the shop before it closes. So I was like, well, I can just pause this and then go to the shop and then come back and then continue on. And that's exactly what it did. And when I continued on, I must have...
Stupidly hit a button and didn't record for 5 minutes.
So I was sitting here talking to myself for 5 minutes. For no reason. For no reason. I was like, I don't even know what happened. It was only until I listened to it yesterday for the sound quality. I was just like, I was like,
is there something wrong with my phone? Like, is it my headphones or something? And then...
I looked at the phone and the phone was like playing. But there was absolutely no audio. I was like, what's going on here? And then I realised that I must have done something. And then I was just like, oh my God. What have I done? So apologies for that. So if you're listening to it, after this, and you know that it was my fault. My fault and my fault only. Right, anywho, what have I been up to? So I was watching a video about this Rodecaster thing, and there's a thing called like presets. And this guy was like, this is the best way to do your preset. And I was like, okay. And I did it step by step as he was doing it. And I was like, I'm going to try this out. Now, one great thing is I actually listened back to my last episode and the audio, I just uploaded it without any post-editing and it sounded great. So I was like, I went to Kirsty and I was just like,
guess what, Kirsty?
She was like,
What do you want?
I don't have to do any more post-editing on my podcast anymore.
I don't care. I don't care. Leave me alone. It's my time of the month. I'm bleeding. I'm in a mood. I'm tired.
But you don't know what this means. It sears me so, man.
Let me interrupt you right there. I do not care.
That's exactly how Kirsty sounds when she's on her period.
That's completely correct.
Thanks for confirming that, Kirsty. So, I completely derailed. I don't even know what I was talking about there. Why did I bring Kirsty into this conversation? Oh yeah, I was talking about the sound quality. So I'm testing this out, this Rodecaster thing. I'm trying to get the best sound quality, and I don't have to do any more post editing anymore, which is fantastic. It does save me a lot of time actually, because it takes. So I do the podcast, and it takes around about an hour, and then well, you know, sometimes over an hour, but generally an hour, and after that, I have to do some like editing on the podcast, and I don't know what you call this thing. Not the interface, because I'm using. I don't know. What am I? Some sort of a professional podcaster? But you have to do some sort of editing after, like roll off speech and amplify this and blah 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 blah. But this little beauty here, this little Rodecaster, does it all for me. It does it all for me. Love this thing. So I literally now just have to just record it and then just upload it. So I keep watching keep watching videos, and there's so many different videos out there about presets and all this nonsense. But I've got how many presets? 1, 2, 3, 4. I've got 4 of them to go through to figure out which one's the best. And I think this is the one that I watched the video on, and this is partly the best one. But I have a funny feeling that this one is better. This one sound. In fact, I could do it. Right, so testing, this one is neutral. How's that sound? Neutral? This is neutral. Does that sound any better? I don't know. This is the studio one. This is the one I actually quite like, which is this one. Ooh, damn. God damn. That sounds good. I like that. Oh, this is good. And then this is the one I'm actually up against. So this is the one I seen the video on. Does that sound any different? Testing. This is the studio one. This is the new preset one. And then this is a broadcast one. Ooh, wow, that's a bit loud. But what I'm going to do is do this episode in the one that I watched the video on, and then I'm going to listen back, and then I'm going to do one. So over the next 4 episodes, I should have the best sound quality. So I'm giving myself 4 episodes, and then after that, we're good to go. So we are. We're good to go. We're good to go. That was the wrong button. Sorry, I interrupted my own fart there. Ray, what have I been up to recently? Well, I only did the last podcast a couple of days ago. When was it? Podcast. I think I only did it like 4 days ago or something. Let me just have a little look-see. 3 days ago. So what have I been up to since then? Oh, I've only done one wedding, and that was yesterday. So 3 days. 1, 2, 3. So I did the last podcast on Tuesday. We are now on Friday. And for some reason, I don't have anything on today. I've got a wedding tomorrow, and nothing on Sunday. So guess what? I'm going to be doing another podcast on Sunday. The wedding I'm doing tomorrow is at a place that's literally down the road from me, so I'm pretty happy about that. But I did a wedding last night, and it was a good one, and it was at this place called The Mill at Stone. Oh, burp there. So The Mill at Stone, right? Stone is an actual place. It's in Staffordshire, and it's called Stone, and
It's only a stone's throw away from where I live.
It's not really. It's like an hour and a half drive, but it's a
stone's throw away.
That's me. Look, I think everybody in Stone makes that joke. Where do you live in Stone?
Oh, it's only a stone's throw away from my mum's house.
But it's I don't think. I mean, I've been to this mill. It's called The Mill at Stone, right? It's a venue. It used to be a mill, hence the name, The Mill. And I don't think... I've been there about... We're in double figures, so 15, 20 times maybe. And I've never actually been in Stone. I've never actually went to like the town centre or anything. I don't think there's much there, but... Like, I've been to Stone 15 times, but I've not been to Stone 15 times, if you know what I mean. I literally just drive straight there, go to the venue, do the nasty, do the deed, and then drive home. What... I'm going to see. We're going to see together what's in Stone. Things... I think I'm too close to this microphone. Things to do in Stone... National Trust, Downs Bank, Common Play, there's a brewery, there's a casino, Flip Out, that's in Stoke, just bars and, yeah, there's just what I thought, there's nothing there. 10 best things to do in Stone. Must see attractions. Oh, well, as I was driving home, I actually seen a deer crossing the road. I tried to knock it over with my car, but it got away. I didn't. Private deer park tour and day out in Leek. Leek is not in Stone. Birmingham City. I'm too close to this microphone. Birmingham City. Daily walking tour, that is not in Stone. From Birmingham to Stonehead, that is not in Stone. Oh, hang on, I was reading the wrong things. Yeah, so it's got a brewery, Come and Play. Country Spa, Sports Centre, Flip Out Stoke, but it says Stone next to it. There's a casino? I mean, hang on a second. A professional, fun... casino that can cater a wide range of events, including weddings, birthday parties, corporate events, charities, fundraising, and more. And it says a professional fun casino. Looking at the picture, it looks like a pop-up casino. So it looks like a community center, and it's got like a few props, and then it's got the actual like tables and stuff. How is that professional? A professional casino is like something you see in Las Vegas or something, isn't it? But yeah, so my suspicions were confirmed. They were...
Confirmed.
Confirmed. There's nothing in Stone. I'm not missing much. But anywho, I did a wedding there. That was Rebecca and Who's wedding. And this was only last night, and it was a full day. Rebecca and Who... Rebecca and Nicholas's wedding. So I've got a few things to upload album wise before I upload theirs, but I'm going to upload it in a few days. So if you want to check that out, guys, check out the Stewie's Thoughts. No, why do I keep saying that? Check out the U-Tunes Facebook page and Instagram. If you ever want to see any of my caricatures that I draw, check out U-Tunes Facebook page and Instagram. And speaking of U-Tunes, might as well get this out of the way because I forgot to do this the last time. Here's the advert. Hey everybody, this podcast is sponsored by U-Tunes. Looking for something to make your wedding day extra special? Maybe you're hosting a corporate event or even planning a birthday party or a jago or a bar mitzvah, the list goes on. Have you thought about hiring a caricature artist? Well, look no further than U-Tunes. U-Tunes offers a professional, full-time, multi-award-winning caricature artist on hand to draw and entertain you and your guests. Not only will they leave with a very unique keepsake from your event, they will also be entertained by the eye-watering, side-splitting stand-up comedy performed by the artist while he draws. Having a caricature artist at your event will definitely make it a unique experience for your guests. U-Tunes covers all over Britain and the Channel Islands, and their prices are reasonable and affordable. If you want to get more information about this, please get in contact with them through their website, utunes.co.uk. That's the letter U-T-O-O-N-E-S
www.utunes.co.uk or simply just Google U-Tunes. You can find them on all social media platforms as well. So get in touch, guys, and hire a caricature artist for your event. Back to the podcast.
Right, so before we start the topic, which is Manchester... I really have to get used to this thing.
Manchester United FC.
Before we get stuck into that topic, I just want to give a shout out to the Millstone and the people who own it and run it, because they're so nice. They're like Portuguese. And they're just... Everybody, all the staff there are just amazing. So shout out to you guys. And let's get stuck into it, shall we? Let's get stuck into the topic. Manchester United FC. Who says FC? Here, play the intro. So like I say before, guys, I just want to make it clear that I am not a Manchester United fan. I am not a fan of football in general. Like, I cannot sit in front of a TV and watch football for an hour and a half. I can't do it. It not only does it frustrate me, right? And I'll tell you why it frustrates me. But it bores the hell clean out of me. It bores the out of me. Bores out of me. I can't listen. Watch. Can't do it. Right? Can't do it. It's just. I'll tell you what annoys me, right, when it comes to football, right? The first thing, right, is I hate it. Absolutely hate it whenever players pass the ball back to the keeper. Like somebody, like a striker or something will have the ball. And then he's like, oh, I can't pass it to anybody. I can't kick it into the box. I'll pass it back to this player. And then this player gets it. And he's like, oh, I'm going to pass it back to the next player. Next thing you know, he's passing it back to him. And he's passed. Next thing you know, it's back to the keeper. His own keeper. And I'm like, mate. You're going the wrong way. Why are you passing it back?
Because I can't push the ball forward.
Well, run with it or do some skill or something. But it really annoys me, and everybody does it. And I'm just like, why am I watching you playing football backwards? Like, get it past the other keeper. Stop passing it back to your keeper. Frustrates me. And another one that frustrates me is where the ball goes out for a throw-in. I'm too close to this microphone. I can hear it. Let me just turn it. There we go. It's the F's. There we go. Anyway, another thing that frustrates me is when a ball goes out for a throw-in. When it goes out for a throw-in, you know, that's where you should be throwing the ball. It really annoys me when somebody he picks the ball up and then he walks a little bit closer to the net, like to the opposition. So when he he goes to throw it, and then he walks a bit more closer to
the opposition,
and then he keeps walking in and he goes to throw it, and then he walks and he goes to throw it and he walks. I'm like, throw the ball. Like, it's cheating. There's so much cheating that goes on in football. And it's plain to see. That's what gets me. It's like, they're not... Some teams are just not... Or some players weren't... I'm not as good as...
The opposition.
It's all cheat. The ball went out there. Okay, take the throw in from there. Okay, that's what you do. I'm confident with my skills. I can actually just, you know... I'm standing here. I don't need to cheat. I'm just going to throw the ball out. And then our skill is going to make us win the match. No.
No. I'm going to cheat. I'm going to get the ball. I'm going to walk a little bit closer towards the opposition. I'm going to pretend to throw it. Then I'm going to keep going. Then I'm going to pretend to throw it. Then I'm going to keep going. And every time I get closer to the net, there's more of a chance that I could actually, we could actually score a goal. By cheating.
right? It's cheating. And then, like, I mean, let's address the elephant in the room here. The players now are absolutely pussies. Let's be honest. If somebody even slightly touches them, they're down and they're crying their absolute eyes out. You know, rolling around like as if they've been shot. It's like whenever I used to watch football, like back in the day, they were like kicking the shins off each other, and then like a player would go down, and then they would just get back up, and he'd be like, "That's unfortunate, but let's keep going." It's like, it's almost funny to watch. It's almost funny to watch. Like an actual grown man who got like tapped on the shoulder, like rolling about the ground, crying for his mum. It's embarrassing, isn't it? And like, I just look at their faces and they're like, their mouth's wide open and they're like, and then like, you're just like, you're so weak. You're so pathetic. And this guy's getting like $100,000 per game or something. I mean, if you're giving me £100,000 a week or whatever, I would actually cry. You know, I would use that money to go for like acting lessons, which is probably what they do. And I would like, okay, here's how to cry. Pretend like, Think of the worst thing that's happened to you in your life and then cry, and then you'll get a free kick or a penalty or something. It used to frustrate me when I used to see players rolling around crying because they were like tapped. It's like, oh, there was definitely contact there. Yeah, he kicked his shin pad and now he's holding his shin, but he's got a shin pad on. Yeah, but it was contact. No, he contacted his shin pad. Yeah, but that's still contact. Grow up. They should bring like a new league in. Call it like the old league or something. Where like teams of actual, you know, football players who are hard guys. And this whole league, like none of the rules, like VAR and even just take away the red card and yellow card. You know what I mean? Just have some league where players can join, where they're actual men, you know, and women who don't go down at the slightest touch. I would watch that league. Not this crying. You're not getting a free kick. Okay. And he just gets up. It's mad how it could just change from like excruciating pain that they've never, you know, felt before, and then realizing, we're not going to get a free kick, or somebody, you know, perfect scenario, right, is somebody goes down because he got a shirt, he got like his face tickled, right? He goes down rolling about the ground, holding both of his knees or something, and crying his absolute eyes out, but the ball goes to his teammate and he scores, and then all of a sudden, as soon as he scores, the guy will get up and go, oh, yay, and start cheering and stuff. Or like, you see it whenever somebody goes down and cries their eyes out, and then they get the free kick, and then they get up and then they take it almost instantly. And you're like, how can you go from excruciating pain? I was almost going to call an ambulance in for you, and all of a sudden, instantly, you're fine. Cheating. Cheaters. Absolute
cheaters.
What else annoys me? What else? The corner. You know, like when they go to take a corner and then you've got like that circle-ish bit where the ball goes on, where the corner flag is. They don't even put it on the line. They put it like over the line, but like, so it's not touching the line, but technically,
the ball is still not over the line. If you look at it from the top, it's still...
And they think, If I edge it, as you know, to as close as possible, where it's like, you know, just slightly over the line, that's going to give me some advantage. And then they kick the ball, and the ball goes in the, like, too far. And you're like, well, there you go. It went too far. If you had to put it properly, actually on the line, it probably would have went in. But this madness. Right, let's talk about Manchester United.
Man United.
What's going on? That's the question, isn't it? That's the main question.
What the hell? Like, what the is going on? What's going on?
Is it the player's fault? Is it the manager's fault? Like, what the hell is going on? Where are they in the league? I'll tell you what I'm going to do, right? I'm going to start off with this. I'm going to list you... Hang on, wait. Man United. 1999 squad? What was the best squad they had? You know who I'm talking about, like Eric Cantona and stuff. Manchester United's 10 greatest ever teams. So there you go, right? You got 2002 to 2003 Premier League winners. Rio Ferdinand. David Beckham. I mean, just leave it. Ryan Giggs. Paul Scholes. Solskjaer. Barthez. I mean, you've got Gary Neville. Ferdinand. Roy King. Van Nistelrooy. Dwight York. FA Cup winner, Phil Neville and Gary, Nicky Butt. Oh, I forgot about him. Eric Cantona. This was the 1995-1996. And then you've got the 1966, the 1967 team. Oh, George Best, that's right, yeah. Dennis Law, never heard of him. Bobby Charlton. George Best and Bobby Charlton. Were they in the same team? At the same time? David Heard. Hey.
I haven't heard of you.
And then you've got 2006, 2007. You got Jose Mourinho. Michael Carrick. Rooney. Forgot about him. Listen to all these names I'm saying. 2008, 2009. What do you call... Van der Sar, he's a good player. Ferdinand again. What do you call that keeper? The baldy keeper. He used to kick the ball sideways. Brian Kidd.
Are you kidding me? I don't even know who you are.
Oh yeah, obviously Ronaldo.
Ronaldo. Yes, Giggs.
Does anybody remember Giggs' TV show? Oh man, what was it called? He was teaching you how to like kick a ball and stuff. Ryan. I mean, he's 51 years old. So he looks good for his age, yeah. A little bit grey, but other than that, doesn't look too bad. He's Welsh, isn't he? Ryan Giggs TV show. I used to watch this when I was a kid. What was it called? Soccer skill? Ryan Giggs soccer skills? Ryan Giggs soccer skills, episode 1. Ball control. Do you know what? I'm screenshotting that because I'm going to watch that later on. I used to love that. I was like such a kid whenever that came on. Like, and who, like, you think all them names, I was just name dropping there, right? Who's the most important one? Who have I left out? Alex Ferguson. I know he wasn't a player, but I think that's what it is, isn't it? It's the Alex Ferguson era. That's when Manchester United were just like unbelievable. Like nobody could beat him. But how come like he went, he left, right? Obviously he left, but why didn't he put something in place? Guess how old he is? Alex Ferguson is 83 years old. 83. That's mad. 1941 he was born. Yeah, from Glasgow. I wonder, was he a Rangers or Celtic fan? Rangers. Alex Ferguson's Rangers wife? What? Claims that he suffered discrimination at Rangers due to his marriage to a Catholic, Kathy Holden. I heard about this when I was younger. So like Alex Ferguson, he got like, yeah, so he's a, did he play for Rangers or? He did indeed. He did indeed, did he? He played for Rangers. There you go. You heard it first. Alex Ferguson is a loyalist. He's probably got an Ulster flag in his house. Drape an Ulster flag over his... No, that's not... Wait, oh, hang on. He's in a Celtic top in this picture. Traitor. Absolute traitor. But yeah, 83. How long has he got left, do you reckon? I just remember, like, Alex Ferguson, he was always, like, chewing gum. He was always, like, chewing gum. He should have got, like, sponsored by, Wrigley's.
Hey, it's Alex Ferguson.
I can't even do a Scottish accent.
Hey, can he Arrington? I'm Arrington.
But, like, Arsene Wenger, do you remember him? I mean, his name's Wenger. That's Wenger. Wenger. Alex. Arsene Wenger. Wayne Rooney. I mean, talk about letting yourself go. Jesus, that guy's big. Look, oh my God, look how fat he is. Damn. 39. What? I'm older than Wayne Rooney. Look at him. How can someone's head be so, I don't, like, round? His belly sticking out there. I mean, he was some player back in the day, wasn't he? I mean, no wonder he didn't get a modelling career, but, like, I mean, there's a picture of him there, right? When he's what? When was this? This looks like when he was about, I would say, at his prime. So, 1920, something like that. He's receding massively there. And then you look at him now, and look at all the hair he's got. Clearly got a hair transplant. Actually, was he very public about it? I can't remember. So, I'm going to... Man United squad. So all them names, David Beckham. You know, Roy King. All of them names, right? I recognise them. I remember them all. I don't even think I can pronounce half of these names. Sizesuko? Oh, here we go. Here's a fun little section. Wrong button, sorry.
Let's try and name the Man United squad. So we have a forward here called Sizesco. I think I said that right. Sounds right. Sizesco. What we're going to do is we're going to play a game where I'm going to count up the amount of British people that play for Manchester United, a British team. I think this is where where Man United's going wrong. You need to get some Mancunians in there. Okay, so this is a go. I think he's not British. Brian Mbeumo. Clearly not British. He's a forward. And another one we've got. Garnaccio. He's another forward. And we've got another forward called Cunha. He looks Brazilian. And then we've got Bruno Fernandes. That's the only one I know so far. And then we've got the goalkeeper, Onana. He is probably one of the goalkeepers I've ever seen in my life. When I watch, hang on a little second, guys.
So whenever I said that I don't watch football, I actually do like to watch Match of the Day, right? I've got a very short attention span, so I like watching Match of the Day. I wouldn't watch a full match, I just like to watch the highlights. And this keeper?
Onana.
He seems to be the problem when it comes to Man United. I mean, I've only been watching highlights and, I don't know the team or anything, but is he not bad? Am I just seeing this? Like, am I the only one seeing this? I mean, so let's go back. Hang on a second. How many forwards does this team have? Forward. I mean, this guy's only got one forward front name.
Anthony. Hojlund. Hollahaland. Dalio. I don't even know here what the hell's going on. Harry Maguire. I mean, what a stupid looking. What a dopey. I'm not up. Do you know something?
I don't know if I can name every single one of these because I think what they're doing
is giving me the substitutes as well. Because how many forwards do you have? I'll be honest with you, right? There's only two there. This is coming from somebody who doesn't really follow football, right? I have only heard of
Harry Maguire and Bruno Fernandes.
That's the only two I know. But you go back into the 90s, not being a Man United fan or even following football, I could name you pretty much the whole squad. Like, what's going to happen to Man United, man? Like, I sympathise with the fans. Like, I get it. I get why you're annoyed and stuff and all, but I mean, one thing I want to put out, I want to say is some Man United fans, yes, it's bad, but it's not the end of the world. Calm down. I don't get the passion people have for a football team, especially if you're not from that place. Do you know what I mean? Like, you'll see somebody from, like, China, crying because Man United are losing. And you're like, you're from China? Have you ever been to the UK? No. I'm not even going to do a Chinese accent. But, like, let's play a video. Man United fans crying. When you Google Man United fans, it comes up. Man United fans, do you mean crying? In fact, that's going to go on the Facebook page and Instagram. That's a perfect image right there. So that's going to go on to... So there's going to be a Man United fan crying on the... Stewie Stott's Facebook page and Instagram. That's going to be the poster. I watched the Man United. I don't even know the Man United manager's name. Hey, Stewie. Well, what was the Man United manager's name back in the 90s? Alex Ferguson. they wouldn't even need to finish the finish the question. I would just literally tell you straight away, what's Siri doing? What's the Man United manager called back in the Alex Ferguson? You didn't even let me finish the question. You don't need to. It's Alex Ferguson. I knew what you were going to say. I don't even know the name of the current one. The one who was like playing some game. It looked like he was playing a game of chess while his team was getting beat by Pret. No, who was it? Grimsby. I don't even know where that is. Right, I need to catch a grip of myself here because I'm getting too far ahead here. Right, so Man United fans cry. No, I'll just do angry. Oh, yeah, angry. Because there's a guy on he's on TikTok, I believe. Is it the ginger guy or something? He starts punching had that off a fart there. Right, I've got one video here. It's the Angry Ginge. So he's quite clearly a Man United fan. And this is his reaction. Reacts to Manchester United losing 2-0 to Grimsby Town.
Could be interesting. Anana's in big trouble.
I'm not even shouting. I'm not losing it. I'm just going to sit here. Honest to God, I'm not, right? And I'm not even...
Wow, like, how can you be so... I know it's passion, isn't it? Like, but how can something, like, just affect you that much that doesn't really affect you, if you know what I mean? Like, it's just a game. If you think about it, it's just a game. Like, people are probably going to, you know, criticize me on this episode and go, look, you don't know, it's people's lives. It's like, you know, all these season ticket holders and, if you're from Manchester, I get it and stuff like that. But you know what I mean? It's just, fundamentally, it's just a game, right? I mean, this is the video I've been wanting to find. This is this angry ginger guy. And he completely loses his because of a football team. Nobody in the football team, like, cares about you. Why do you care about a little bit? Listen to this.
Wang!
Oh, hang on.
Would have been Tom Eaton. What is he doing?
He's full on. He's full on.
Wang! I don't normally even lose my head. I honestly don't even lose my head normally. I'm normally quite calm and. Quite calm and reserved. But I'm not fucking. I a week out when we've got. What the net? 2-0 down to fucking Grimsby. Would have been Tom Eaton.
Like, hi. Like, he's probably. I don't know. Is he doing it for like. I wouldn't say he's doing it for like. Clicks or whatever, because I've seen people like that. Like, I had an old manager that I worked with, and his football team won the league, and then he was like, I cried. I'm like, no, you didn't. Yes, I cried. No. And I just literally was like, you cried because a football team won the league? I mean, this is coming from an outsider, if you like. I don't get it. Like, I don't see the passion people have for football. Like, how could you be that passionate about something? I love Manchester United. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. You know, that doesn't mean that... I'm not trying to, like, say, you know, everybody's a loser because they're passionate. That's not what I'm trying to say. I just don't understand how you could be so passionate about a football team. It's football. It's a game. And I'm glad I think this way. Sorry, me speaking into the puffs in the microphone. I'm glad I don't have passion for that, because at the end of the day, it's not going to be, you're not going to win every week. You're not going to like be happy every week. You're going to be crying. You're going to be disappointed. You're going to be punching chairs and stuff. Like, why put yourself through that kind of stuff? Just, you know what I mean? Like, why? I'm completely neutral. See if it's like Champions League or something, and Man United are playing against, I know, say, Paris Saint-Germain or whatever. I'll be like, I'll go for Man United. I hope they win. Or if like Tottenham are playing, like, I don't know, Real Madrid or something like that, I'll go on Tottenham, give it to them. You know what I mean? Like, and I kind of like, it's not supporting them, but like I'm rooting for them. And then if it's like basically I would have went for Grimsby that day. I would have been like, go on Grimsby, see if you can beat Man United. And then they did. But then like, you know, Grimsby may be playing somebody like a rematch or something. I don't know. It's hard to explain. Like I'll root for a team 1 week and then root against them the week after and then root for them again. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I'm mutual. Like I think when it's like, when you're like that, you don't feel the pain that everybody else feels when their team is going down. Is Man United going down? I actually thought that it wasn't going to be that bad for them this year. And it still might not, but, you know, after watching that, well, after seeing videos and stuff of that Grimsby match, you're like, who would replace? Oh, hang on, who's the manager actually of Man United? I don't even know. Manchester United. Manager. Hang on. Why can't I even get his name? And then all of a sudden, Jose Mourinho leaves Fenerbahce 2 games into the new season. That's not what I want to see. Oh, there we go. Ruben something. Ruben Amorim. Amorim? Not Man United. It's a completely foreign team. Where's the Ryan Giggs? Where's the Paul Scholes, David Beckhams, Wayne Rooney's? Do you know what I mean? I can't pronounce half of these people's names. I don't even know where half of them are from. How come, like, Man United is just a complete foreign team? Apart from, the only one I think is British is that Harry Maguire, but let's just face it, he's not even on this planet, is he? His body is on planet Earth. But him, he's like from Mars or something. The haunting image that sums up Man United's deep-rooted decay. Like, he looks like he's playing a game. Where is he even from? He's Portuguese. Matches 14. He's from Lisbon. How do you get to become a manager? Like, you need to get rid of it, right? You need to get rid of it. Didn't all of the players go up for sale at one point? I don't know, to be honest. I mean, I don't know, then I don't think anybody else will. Like, it's going to be interesting to see. It's going to be interesting to see what happens to them this season. And, you know, I grew up with Manchester United being, you know, one of the best teams, if not the best team in the world or whatever. But it's so sad to see such a great team, like a great brand, if you like. I mean, I'm looking at their results here. Who would have knew? Did you know this, right? Well, if you listen to this, you're a Man United fan, so you probably know this. On the 30th of May, 2025, Manchester United played Hong Kong. Hong Kong. I didn't even know they had a team. And they won. Manchester United won 3-1. Wow, Hong Kong scored against them. Hong Kong has a team. Shots on target. Hang on.
Hong Kong, shots on target, 7. Manchester United, 28. No, the shots, sorry. Hong Kong, shots, 7. Man United, 28. Shots on target, 3. For Manchester United, 12. But possession, Hong Kong had 29%, while Man United had 71%. Passes for Hong Kong was 252. Man United had 605. Here, who sits and counts them?
Who is there? Somebody at the side of the pitch just going 1, 2, 3, counting the passes. Oh, we've got more. We've got more from the 3-0 win over Hong Kong by Manchester United. We have
fouls. Fouls by Hong Kong, 10. Manchester United, 7. Yellow cards, 1 for Hong Kong and 0 for Manchester United. 0 being their favourite number at this time in their history. Red cards, none for both sides. It was a friendly game. Offsides, 3 for Hong Kong, 2 for Manchester United. Corners, 1 for Hong Kong and 9 for Manchester United.
There we go. I kind of want to see Manchester. I want to see Hong Kong. What the hell was that? I don't know if you heard that, but I heard just a boom, 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 boom in my ear. I didn't even know that. Manchester United played Hong Kong. What was the team for? And it was at Hong Kong as well. Hong Kong Stadium. Let's check out. Let's do a little side note here. Hong Kong. What do you call it, a team? Just Hong Kong, is it? Let's see how good these are. I mean, what league do they play in? I'm just putting FC. Hong Kong FC. I can't believe Hong Kong has a football team. I don't even know if that's the right one. Hong Kong. Hong Kong football. I can't find anything about these guys here. Let's see if I can do it the other way. Hong Kong. Click on it then. It was their national team. Their national football team. This is madness. Players. We've got a forward for Hong Kong called Matt Orr. He looks like a Chinese version of Ronaldo. This is insane. I mean, such a British name, Matt Orr. Yep, Hun Fai is the goalkeeper. Hun Yan is the midfielder. Leon Jones is a defender. I mean, this guy's got to be from Wales. Professional footballer. He was born in Scotland. Imagine growing up. Oh, he's from Glasgow? Imagine being a footballer, right? Being from Glasgow and then end up playing for Hong Kong. That's cool. I should be doing my thing, you know.
Yu Tzu Nan, he's a defender. Tan Chok Lok. Tan Chan Lok. What a name. What a name. So his name is T-A-N, which is Tan, and then C-H-U-N, which to me is Chan, and then L-O-K, which is Lock. Tan Chan Lock. And it's over to Tan Chan Lak. Oh my god, he scores! Tan Chan Lak scores against Manchester United.
Oh, some of these names are amazing. Woon Chan Ming. Oh, right. Chan, a lot of Chans. Chan Ka Ho. So Chan and then K-A and then H-O. Chan Ka Ho. Chan. Why does everyone call Chan in Hong Kong? Oh, I've got to Google this now, don't I? It was their national team. Chan. Chan is a proper is a popular surname in Hong Kong and is a common Cantonese surname. There they go. Just like Jones in Wales, I guess. Alright. So predictions, shall we predict what's gonna happen to Man United? We'll ask ChatGPT, shall we? I asked ChatGPT everything. What's your predictions for Manchester United Football Club this season?
Manchester City's season so far has been a bit rocky. They're currently sixth in the Premier League and haven't had the best start with just two wins from their first games. In the Champions League, they've got some tough competition.
I'll let her finish. I'll let her finish before I correct her. Did I say Manchester United or Man City?
He said Man City, so no worries there.
Hang on, pause. I'm just going to listen back to this. Because little did you know, ChatGPT, this is being recorded. I'm pretty sure I said Manchester United. Bear with me, chat. I'm going to listen back. Hey, ChatGPT, I listened back to the audio and I said Manchester United, so you were wrong.
Got it. I'll keep that in mind for next time. If you have any questions about it or anything else, just let me know.
Sorry, was that an apology? You literally said that I lied. Yeah, I said Man City. I'm going to get in an argument here. You said that I said Manchester City, but you're wrong. I said Manchester United.
I appreciate the clarification. My apologies for the mix-up. I'll make sure to be accurate going forward.
Yeah, you better. You better, okay? Because how dare you? How dare you lie? She didn't know. Oh, she didn't know I was recording it.
Now, that would have been her word against mine, wouldn't it? Oh, ChatGPT says you're a liar. No, I said Manchester. No, if ChatGPT said you said Man City, then I'm taking her name, I'm taking her word over yours. Hey, I'm a podcaster. I was recording it.
Sorry. Right, my predictions for Manchester United, what are they? That's what my predictions are.
Man United are going to go down. I don't know, Jack and are going to go down? At the beginning, I was like, no, it's not going to happen. I think they're going to have a better season than they did last year, but I mean, we all seen what happened, didn't we? With Grimsby. I don't know. Like, predictions. I don't think that Man United are... Right, what date is this? So this is the 29th of August, 2025, and I'm going to see if I can predict the future. The Man United manager is going to get sacked. Like, this is all going to happen within this season, I reckon. Manchester United's going to get sacked. Man United are not going to get relegated. They're going to finish mid-table. I think Man United are going to finish above Everton. No, do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to predict. Let's see if I'm right here. My brain is telling me that Manchester United is going to finish 8th. 8th in the Premier League this season, 2025 to 2026. 8th place. That's my prediction. They're going to sack the manager. Someone's going to come in. And I reckon they're going to finish in 8th place. Right? Let's see how that goes. But there you go, guys. Thanks very much for listening. I think we learned something today. If you're using ChatGPT, make sure you're recording yourself because she's an absolute liar. And my prediction, 8th. And my condolences to any Manchester United fans out there. Like, thanks.
Things can only get better. Saying that it could get worse and you could get relegated.
Thanks for listening, guys. I'll see you in a couple of days. I'm going to do another episode. I just love doing this podcast now with this bloody Rodecaster. But cheers for listening, guys. And all the best. And glory, glory, United.